听力课堂，听 class.com。
And if you've already sent off your tax return, there's no need to rush out to the mailbox this year. Cash-strapped states are going to be much slower in issuing your refund. Here to tell you why, Christine Romans of CNNMoney.com. She joins us, actually, the CNN Money team. She joins us from New York. Yeah, Christine, not a good thing to be dealing with right now. Not coming up on the holiday.
And these states have such big budget crises that in many cases they don't have a choice. Look, they haven't been able to hire the people who usually do this work, right? The people who usually are doing your tax refund. Well, they don't have the money to hire the people, so they don't even have all the people in place to do this. And in some cases, these states need your money a little bit longer to help them fill some budget holes. So think of it, Kira, as a no-interest loan to your state that you don't have any control over. Hawaii has already said that you can expect your refund July 1st. That is a delay due to the state's current fiscal situation, July 1st, 2010. No surprise there. Look, that's going to give them a little bit of a $275 million pop that they're going to go toward balancing their state budget. North Carolina has said that they're not giving a date for people, but that they're going to go on a week-by-week basis because of the effects of the slow economy. They're managing the distribution of refunds as a result, so they won't give a date, but it could be any time. So if you're in North Carolina, you're in Hawaii, you're in a number of other states, actually, who have said we are considering this, and it may very well be that it's going to be a little bit slower for you. In some states, they're just slowing the processing a little bit. In other states, as I mentioned, they don't have the people to actually do the work because of state budget crunches. You can expect that this year, next year. A few states did this last year. This is the way it is. They don't have any money, and that means they're going to have to hold on to your money a little bit longer. A couple of things I wanted to add. That means, of course, filing your taxes sooner. The sooner, the better. It also means if you need to think about your own budget crisis, you should start thinking about an extension. You can get another 6 months to pay your own taxes. And Kira, this is critical. Everybody out there who's out there looking for a job, please keep all of your receipts because you're going to be able to file. You're going to be able to try to get some money back for the expenses you've passed out for trying to get a job. That means plane tickets. It means your resume. It means any kind of career counseling. So keep track of all that stuff. You can write that off on your taxes this year, Kira.
All right. And apparently the IRS looking at us with a closer eye as well. Apparently there are going to be more audits is the word.
They need every single penny of our tax money because this is a job story. Jobs have disappeared, right? That means there's less money coming in. That means they are going to scrutinize. They need every penny that is owed to them. Yes.
Christine Romans, thanks. Thanks, but no thanks.